Sagt der Mishnah weiter und sagt es Sukkah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches. Nashim, women, Vavadim. Vavadim refers to Eved Kanani, Zuktanim, and small children, Peturim min HaSukkah, our potter on the midst of Sukkah. Now, the MS, we know the rule that Nashim and Avadim are potter and all mitzvahs say Shazman Groma. That means any mitzvah say that is contingent on time. For example, Birchas HaMazon is a mitzvah say Shalai Hazman Groma. Whenever you eat, you have to bench. There's no specific day or specific hour. But Sukkah is a mitzvah say Shazman Groma, so women are potter. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me this? The answer is, remember how we said we know that you're mechuyev to eat a kezayis or a kebeya of pas in the Sukkah the first night? Because there's a gzeirah shavah, chamisha asar, to chag hamatzais. Just like you have to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, you have to eat in the Sukkah the first night of Sukkot. Now, I would have thought that maybe we should also learn from matzah, just like by matzah, even though it's a mitzvah saseh, shazman, grama, women are mechuyev in matzah, the Gemara dashes that from Sukkim. Maybe the same would have been true for Sukkot. So therefore, we need the Mishnah to tell us a chiddush. No. Sukkah is not an exception to the rule. Like other mitzvahs of Seish Hazman Grama, women are not obligated to sit in the Sukkah. Okay, when we say Ketanim are potter, we mean Ketanim that still didn't get to the age of Chinuch. Once they are Hagia L'Shir Chinuch, we're soon going to see the father is Mechuyir to take him into the Sukkah, as the Mishnah goes on to explain. Katan Shein Etzarach L'Imei, a katan who no longer needs his mother Chayiv B'Sukkah, if he no longer needs his mother at night, that's a simon that he is old enough that we can be mechanechim with the mitzvah of Sukkah midrabanan. Of course, he wouldn't be mechuyev min ha-tayra until his bar mitzvah. So the father is mechuyev to take the child into the Sukkah to be mechanechim b'mitzvahs. What's called katan she'ein atzarech le'imai? So the Batanura explains. Well, what happens when he wakes up in the middle of the night? Does he cry, mommy, mommy? If he doesn't, he's called a katan she'ein atzarech le'imai. Furthermore, says the Batanura, it's dafka if he keeps crying, mommy, mommy, and he doesn't stop until his mommy comes. But if he cries once and then he stops, well, he's still called a katan she'einoi tzarech le'imai. Now, here again, the Gemara tells us there's something missing in the Mishnah, chasurei mechasra, and it should say over here that v'shamai machmir. Shammai is more strict about this. Shammai holds, you have to be mechanach a katan to be in the Sukkah, even if he's a katan atzarech le'imai. So referring to the Chumrah of Shammai, that even a katan she'ein atzarech le'imai has to be brought into the Sukkah, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Ma'aseh, there was Taka's story. The Yalda Kalasa Shel Shammai Hazaken, the daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazaken gave birth to a baby boy. So obviously, this is a katan atzarech le'imai, it's a brand new baby. And you know what they did? Ufichas. Shammai took off Es HaMaziva, the plaster from the roof that was above the baby's crib, v'sikech al gabi hamita, and he puts chach over there for the baby. So the tiny baby should be in the Sukkah. Some question, what does this mean? Brand new baby doesn't know what's going on? How could you possibly say, even according to Shammai, that there's a chiyav of chinach? The Marshal, in Masechtas Yevamos of Tesvav, says that Shammai, for sure, was not being mechanech the brand new baby. But what happened over here was, his daughter-in-law that had the baby also had an older son who needed his mother. And that older son, he wouldn't leave his mother's side, even after she had her new baby. So Shammai didn't break the ceiling for the newborn baby, rather for the older boy who insisted on being next to his mother. That's according to the Mashal. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that Nashim Avadim Ektanim are Peturim Min HaSukkah. We learned that a Katan She'einai Tzarech Le'imai is Chayiv B'Sukkah. That would be Midrabanan if he's under Bar Mitzvah. The father is obligated to be Mechanachim in Mitzvahs. We learned that Shammai holds even a Katan She'tzarech Le'imai. Tzarech Le'imai means he cries, Mami, Mami, and doesn't stop. Even such a Katan, you have to be mechanechim in the mitzvah of Sukkah. And there's Taka's story where the daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazaken gave birth, and Shammai opened up the roof and put tzchach on top for Pashav Shad, means for the baby, but like we explained from the Mashal, could be it means that there was a older child over there, and that was the Kavana of Shammai.